What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to a new episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. My name is Kenneth Bianch. Joining me on the show, we got Modest Media.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing well, brother. Mike C-Town.
Mask free in this.
Yeah. I know we sound a lot clearer.
Hell yeah.
You
know what I'm saying?
The wind just tickling my lips and shit.
Vaccine game. Full effect.
Double shot shouties in here.
That's BZ430.
What up, though? Back from a damn.
No FIFO, of course. Cause,
you know, FIFO.
No FIFO.
No Sophie either.
Yeah, no Sophie either.
But happy belated Mother's Day to all of the mothers listening. And, you know, mother daddies, too.
Mrs. Doubtfire or some shit.
I was thinking that. I was thinking like Caitlyn Jenner.
Mother, daddy.
People used to tell me Happy Mother's Day back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Hell no.
Because they knew I was like a single parent father.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yeah. If you love what you hear, consider becoming a patron. With that, you get an ad free version of the podcast plus extra content that was left on the cutting room floor. You'll also get a video version of the show so you can see our reactions during topics. And, we're continuing to work on the new setup. This week's a little bit better. I think next week's going to be even better. So just come along on that journey with us. Last thing, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll be posting clips to the channel as well so you can kind of catch some of the topics that from the show. So that's it. So anyway, the show is broken up into five parts. We do facts only. I think we actually got two. Recommendations, topics, and we start closing the show out with comment commentary and our Pass the Mic segment where we answer your questions, and you can send those to isthemicstillon@gmail.com.
Is this one coming out later since we're recording it later?
I'm gonna still get it out tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, make sure you guys go check out the new Frames Per Second Twitch channel and also subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We're still building that out. But nevertheless, we did a live show Tuesday. So go check that out. FPS Pod, twitch.tv/FPS Pod. And more stuff to come with that. So let's jump into the show. It may not be a long show that you guys are, especially you guys on Patreon, are accustomed to, because we got to do the live show right after this, so we're running tight on time. But nevertheless, we're gonna give you guys a show anyway. So the facts only.
Yeah, you said two of them, right?
Yeah, two.
Damn,
two. I think it's two. So this one comes from Dallas Rose 222. So he said, so a minor facts only on the mental health cases. In about 94% of mental health cases that do not start violent, the situation could be de-escalated without harm coming to anyone, and the remaining cases most likely do not involve a weapon, so it would necessitate mental health training more than anything else. Social workers and clinicians are trained at recognizing when a situation is going to turn violent, and they are focused on helping the person rather than punitive action. I would 10 out of 10 support this change and am desperate for the system to come to my city, as this is one of my dream jobs. Oh, that's dope.
I don't know. I got a rebuttal on that.
Well, what's the facts only, first off?
Yeah, so what? So, yeah, so what's the actual...
I guess I don't know.
Because didn't we talk about sending social workers?
We did, yeah. But I guess he was... I don't know if somebody cited the statistic last week, and maybe that's what he was correcting.
I don't know.
I don't remember anybody citing this statistic.
Okay. But his
overall thing was what again?
Just that most of those situations can be de-escalated without going to violent 95% of the time.
Without using a weapon.
Without using, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And the other one is from DevMo03.
Is he that cop?
Nah.
That's a different guy?
Nah, yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
DevMo03, this is actually for Kevin, but he's not here. But he says,
yeah,
Soulja Boy doesn't have a number one song. Mm-mm-mm. The song Bloodbath is talking about is called She Make It Clap. Mm-mm-mm. It came out over a month ago and actually hasn't charted at all, unless you count being the top song on TikTok for a bit as charting.
That's surprising. Usually a song ain't do good on TikTok.
Right, mm-hmm. Doesn't it chart?
Yeah.
The last piece of Soulja Boy music, single, or album to appear on any Billboard chart came in 2010, when Speakers Going Hammer barely impacted the rap charts. It did not even appear on the back half of the Hot 100.
People really do just be wanting the facts only. He had to Google search that.
So, that needed facts.
I don't even know if that Google search is accurate.
No, that's probably accurate.
These TikTok viral joints be going, baby, hit the Billboard.
There were a couple
of people outside of him that came and
verified that.
Yep.
Yeah, I scanned through. I've been not interacting, but I've been scanning through, and they were, a lot of people were facts checking on Kevin. A few of the things he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
But I know I thought it was big because I heard it. Where is this?
Yeah, clap it.
It's just one. He's just being a dick.
But you gotta clap that ass.
But that song, I heard it on satellite radio or whatnot, and it's like top. It was, you know, they only play like the top something on that particular segment of the show or whatever, and it was on there. So I don't know.
See, this is gonna be the first time we get facts only twice.
I'm not saying that it is. I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying that I heard it. That's why, you know, I believed him, you know.
Well, anyway, he's
telling the truth.
Yeah. Well, it was something about they do track and chart TikTok songs and social media songs on something called Thriller or whatever it is. And that's what they were saying. Triller. Something like that. Thriller. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they were like, what? It sounded old as hell.
But they were
like, Thriller. Something like
that. Turn up the Hindindu.
But yeah. But they were like, nah, that's different from the Billboard charts. So yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
But yeah. They because Kevin was trying, you know, I heard what he was saying to y'all. I don't know if you were there last week.
What was he saying?
Seem like we were misrepresenting his point.
Huh?
All right, bro.
Yeah, I wasn't on it last
week. All right, bro.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, he did. He was like, man, I can't wait till the episode come out and Reddit just jump on them.
They jumped on him.
Right.
Because his ass was wrong.
What?
I wonder he saw that. I'm a teacher.
Oh, he was in the comments. Yeah.
He
was in the comments. He had to walk some of that shit back.
Wait, what happened? He said misrepresented him.
Ain't nobody misrepresent him.
Yeah, so yeah.
Ain't nobody misrepresent him. Stop it, Kevin. part of being a grown man, we've all had to do it here, except for B. We've all had to do it here. You have to admit you're wrong sometimes, man.
Because somebody had to go in and correct them.
You know.
I got you.
Yeah, and they were like, nah, I think Mike and Ken were talking about the music relevance and not the other stuff.
And he was too at first until he realized what he said was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tried, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
bro.
That's what he was saying, Rod. That he was saying that we were trying to spin or misrepresent what he was
saying.
In
the comments?
No, in the show.
In the show?
Because he flat out said that T-Pain is a big deal now.
Oh, that part.
He flat out said that. And then we were like, but he's not, though. So if he dropped a song, he'd go number one. No, he wouldn't.
I don't think he would either.
No, he would.
Yeah, I don't think T-Pain would go.
And that's no shit on T-Pain, but I don't even know if T-Pain would think he would go number one if he dropped the song today.
Yeah.
That's come on, Kev, man. You've been around us long enough to not try to pull these slick moves. Ain't nobody. There was four other people here listening to you talk, homie. You can't say that we all just misrepresented your shit.
And this is what, and I know this is more of a common commentary, but since we own it, this is what Rain Down Rain wrote. To be fair, it sounded, he was replying to somebody else, but he said, to be fair, it sounded like Ken and Mike were just disputing Bloodbath's claim that he's still a big deal today, meaning he's not on the public's tongues. I don't think they said he was broke or anything, unless I missed a joke or something. But yeah, he definitely ghostwrites for a lot of artists, but that doesn't mean that he could easily drop a number one hit today. Maybe he could, but I doubt it, which was what he was saying, not us. But yeah, I mean, that's what we were saying.
Yeah, I don't know why he called him broke.
No, I don't remember calling him broke. I think that that was in reference. It was probably a comment that he was. He probably added that based on whatever he was replying to on Reddit, not to us. Yep.
No, I figured maybe somebody else had said that we said he was broke, but I don't think we did. Yeah. T-Pain got plenty of money.
Yeah, I'm sure. Nah, he good, yeah.
His song's constantly probably getting played, like especially those older joints.
Yeah, T-Pain straight, man. So anyway, all right, man, recommendations?
I always forget about that part. You never get one. What's yours?
Yeah, man. What's up with that?
I don't know what it's called, but
I know you got. You always.
I know
got
you something. Got something. Yeah, I know you got something.
Ken. Some backless shoes or something.
Some shoes.
Backless shoes.
Hey, man, them joints as comfortable as hell.
I had them on Sunday. No, it was Sunday. Yeah, it is going to. It's a headlamp. That's what I was talking to you about yesterday.
These right here, we actually got one in the back.
Sure
did. Yeah.
But when you're doing work around the house, you put it on.
I got that at the job.
Yeah.
What? It's times you're working in dark places.
Thank you.
For you,
you
to not, you know, so you got that headlight on. You know, you got light in a dark place without having to hold a flashlight and trying to use both your hands at the same time.
Yep.
So I got one of those at the job. I don't have one at home though. But like, I got one.
That's why. Like, why would you do that at the house?
When I was working under the sink, I didn't have access to a flashlight, so I get the headlamp, put the headlamp on, and whenever I look there, the light.
I used it when I didn't put my ceiling fans in. I had used
it. Yeah. I'm telling y'all, get one right now.
I don't need one of those, but it makes sense for what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
I have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one, but I actually didn't purchase it. Somebody left it at the house, and I just kept it.
You put it on your head?
I did, But yeah, I don't like them because it leaves like a print on your head.
It goes away.
Nah, that shit stay for a while. That shit was tight as fuck.
You just have sensitive skin.
Oh no, that shit left a print on my head. I was like, I'm not wearing this shit no more.
I see it for like about an hour and it goes away.
I wore it another time and I think I put like a skull cap on.
Damn, for real.
Because don't you normally put it on top of a hat? You don't put it straight on your head, do you?
I mean, if it's mine, I just put mine straight on my head.
Straight on your head.
Yeah.
Oh no. I had a hat on and I put it on top of the hat.
Because you know, sometimes some areas be hot and stuff. I ain't about to put something on my head and then put that. No, I just put it straight on there.
But yeah, I had one under my
seat. Did you ever get that extended ladder thing I was telling you about?
No, I never, because I didn't catch the sale.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't catch the sale. But no, I want to get it because I want to get one for the studio, extended ladder like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That shit is
but no, yeah, man, these things come in handy, especially like we had to get under the stage and do some stuff. So yeah, they handy.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
It's like your third hand or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can see people not thinking about those. But they do. They come in handy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do.
I believe it.
Nah, they do.
Yeah.
I would have no need for it, but I see, you know what y'all are talking about.
Yeah.
Because I'm not climbing under the stage. I'm not fixing a sink. I'm not fixing an air conditioner.
Nah,
so I don't need one.
No, I get it.
I feel that. Yep.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't fix shit, bro. That's what I pay rent for.
True. Anyway, so yeah, that's the recommendation, man. Headlamp for all the handy people out there.
Anyone
like
in any brand in particular?
Nah, man, you can just go to Lowe's and grab one.
Lowe's, Ozone.
Most of them, most of them are LED. So I always like go with LED.
That's the only way to go.
And shit like that. So yeah. All right, man, what are we going to talk about this week?
Damn, we got a topic.
I do. Mine's more like a question. It could go long or it could go short. I don't know. It's simple, though. I was arguing with my homies about this. So what is it that y'all enjoyed as a kid as far as eating, like food, anything? Like, pizza. That you enjoyed as a kid, but you cannot stand that shit now, and that shit is nasty. And the reason why I asked that is because, like, about maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I ate a Twinkie for the first time since I was a kid. Mm. That shit was disgusting.
You are.
That shit was. I used to fuck those up when I was a kid. I used to love them.
You got a bad Twinkie, bro.
No.
I mean, I had a Twinkie in 26 years, but I guarantee they still good.
No, I ate that shit. I was like, how the fuck I used to eat this? This was terrible.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's like so terrible.
Your ass got
And another one, cereal, I can think of. I used to love fucking Frosted Flakes. I can't stand that shit now.
Frosted Flakes were nasty back then.
No, yeah. Y'all are really bugging. I know, Frosted Flakes are good.
That shit is horrible, man.
I fuck a cornflake up with sugar.
Straight up. Yeah.
And Frosted Flakes was nasty. I ate that shit. I tried to eat that shit like about 3 years ago. I was like, why the fuck I used to fuck this cereal?
It got soggy like 10 seconds in.
Dude, like, I'm like, how did I used to eat this?
That's because y'all didn't buy Frosted Flakes. You bought them snowy squares or some shit.
Frosted Cakes.
Tony Tiger was on that motherfucking nerd thing.
Frosted Flakes. Funny as hell.
But yeah, Twinkies and Frosted Flakes. Them like the two main things that
I thought you said Twix. You said Twinkies.
Twinkies.
Damn, what the fuck am I? What the fuck? Okay, so that's why I was.
It's funny because I heard Twix at first too, but I immediately heard Twinkies after.
Twinkies. Okay.
Like from the ages of like 5 to like, I mean, high school, I used to fuck Twinkies up. But yeah, I ate that
hard,
shit.
This is hard, man. Because I like pretty much everything I like when I was a kid.
See, I want to get the nothing, name right.
Yeah, nothing I don't really drink Kool-Aid like that no more. I drank a lot of. I thought Kool-Aid was the shit when I was younger. But I can't stand Kool-Aid.
I don't drink like just juice, not like 100% juice, but just like juice drink. The shit with like 10% juice. You don't drink that?
I drink that, but not Kool-Aid. Actual Kool-Aid, like getting a packet of Kool-Aid.
I don't need that. No more. No, sir. I used to though.
Shit. If somebody had a thing in the fucking refrigerator, I'm drinking that Kool-Aid.
Like, yo, Mike, you want some Kool-Aid, man?
I'm like, yep. Look at all that.
It's
sugar.
It's not that I. You know what?
Look at all that sugar, girl.
That
make my teeth.
Good.
Make my teeth fall out.
That shit good.
Oh god. But I guess that's not a good one because I still will drink it if it's like you said. If it's something, in the refrigerator, I like. Yeah. I'm bougie now. I drink like Crystal Light and shit.
Hell no. Black folks drink Crystal Light? I thought mom drank that shit.
Nah, I love Crystal Light.
Yep.
I was like, ooh, mom, let's get some Crystal Light and not no Kool-Aid.
Nah,
we were fancy, boy.
Right.
Yeah,
man.
Hell no.
Yeah. But, shit. Dang. Yeah, you guys still make Kool-Aid at the house?
Who?
You.
No, we don't. That's what I'm saying. We don't.
No, yeah, we don't make Kool-Aid.
My daughter
makes it.
That's crazy. Yeah. Kool-Aid out of style.
Because it's too much work. Who wants to put all that
sugar, get
all
the
sugar and the mixing and all that shit?
Right. I tried to make some for my kids, but they were not feeling it.
And now they have the pre-made packets now. You don't have to add the sugar and all that stuff.
Oh, the sugar's already in it?
I don't trust that.
Basically, yeah.
I don't trust that. I gotta add more. Unless I drink it, I can crunch. Some sugar, it ain't good enough.
You know what I used to like too? That Country Time lemonade.
It's not as good as
it don't hit the same no more. That's what I'm saying. Like, is there anything y'all was when y'all was kids?
Mamba fruit chews.
Mamba fruit chews?
These motherfuckers right here.
So you used to love them, but you can't stand them.
Oh,
I don't know what it was about these, but they were like some fake Starbursts.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But I used to love them. I was like, and I saw some like in Walmart or wherever. And I was like, man, I haven't had these in a minute. Let me try these. And they tasted like plastic.
Wow. Mm.
They were like, man, I was
probably
disappointed.
Fucking them things up too when
you was
a kid.
I used to kill them. I used to be in class eating them shits.
Yep. See?
Now? Nah. Can't fuck with them.
I used to like oatmeal. I can't stand oatmeal now.
Okay.
Yeah. I ate a lot of oatmeal when I was a kid. I think it was just, but see, this is the thing, man. It's always shit that I was kind of forced to eat. Like,
you were forced to eat oatmeal?
Yeah, I mean, really? You know, it was a cheap meal.
Mm. Yeah, if your so mama cooked like, this, she like, you gonna eat this? You gonna eat this? Or
like,
you ain't gonna eat nothing?
Here you go, a grits or something like that.
So you still don't like grits now either?
No, I like so I have stuff that I didn't like that I like now.
Yeah, I have more of those.
Yeah, I have more of that now.
Well,
yeah,
what is it?
Yeah, grits, I mean, for instance. Like, I did not like grits as a kid.
Me too.
But I love some fucking grits now, man. Like, really? For sure.
Brussels sprouts.
You
I still don't like them.
I hated Brussels sprouts when I was a kid, but now
fuck them shits
I fucking love Brussels sprouts. You have to cook them right. My mom just always boiled them.
Mm-hmm.
You boil Brussels sprouts, they're fucking disgusting. But you put them in the oven and you roast them for about 30 minutes. All you need is some fucking olive oil, salt, pepper, and a little bit of garlic.
Yes, yeah, she eats good. Brussels sprouts. I just,
really? Did you taste them?
Nate does too. Nate does too. Jesus, I don't like them.
I don't like them.
So how did Nate cook them?
I think she doesn't like what you're saying. Not you the, like she them? Didn't broil them. Yeah, I didn't really like them. I don't like that. I don't like squash.
Mm. I don't like squash.
I don't really like zucchini either. So that's
like zucchini. Yeah, I don't like zucchini. Yeah. Now what I didn't like used to like when I was younger, and I love it now is red velvet cake.
Oh, you didn't like red velvet cake?
I love it now, but yeah, back then, yeah, when I was like, I remember my teenage years, I first tried it, and I was like, mm-hmm. I don't like this shit. But yeah, now I love that shit. I love it. That's probably like my second favorite cake now.
Yeah, yeah. Squash was definitely on my list, and my dad and my mom. It was probably my dad cooked some with some sausage and onions one day. I went home like 20 years ago. Mm. Just changed my life. That shit is so fucking good, man. I can't replicate it to this day. Mm-hmm. But I started eating squash, and I hated squash. Mm-hmm. But I eat squash now. I love that shit.
Mm. I'm noticing that most of the shit that I didn't like when I was a kid, it was because my mom cooked them wrong. Mm-hmm. My mom used to just boil everything.
And I think
broccoli, everything.
And man, I thought my mom was the best cook in the world. Me too. Man. Until like one day I went home, I was like, oh shit, it just fucking crushed my world. I was like, damn, I don't think my mom could cook as good as I thought she could.
Yeah.
And so the grits, for example, her shit used to be like really watery. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stand that. It's like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah,
you
I didn't
ate
like
them
that.
Right. You like, oh shit,
this is the consistency it's supposed to be. Like, damn, okay.
Right.
Damn, you should have met him like this.
Right.
I take grits up. Yeah,
my mom couldn't cook. So when my parents got divorced, it was rough.
So your dad was the cook?
My dad.
My dad was a cook too. Yeah, that's funny.
My dad did all the cooking in the house.
Yeah. Same here.
Man.
Yeah.
Yep.
My mom was real creative with dishes. You know what I'm saying? Like, she could put some shit together and it'd be good, but like, in actuality, I don't think she's that good of a cook like that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, for years, I thought she really was. But yeah, man, I went home one time. And I'm like, damn.
Something ain't right.
That, yeah, this. I don't remember. or maybe it was, and then she fell off. I don't know what it is. But man.
Your taste buds could have changed too.
Could.
Yeah, it's not even like the taste buds thing. It's like the consistency of stuff she makes. Mm. It's just like, I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it is kind of falling off.
I think
maybe she don't have to cook as much as
that's true. Yeah. That's true. That's very true. And I think the type of the quality of like stuff she buys, like meat and stuff, right? Like let's say like bacon, for instance. I know you don't eat bacon, but like she used to buy like that thin ass, cheap ass bacon. But you know, now that I'm older, I buy my own bacon, and it's thick cut. It's like
center cut.
And it's better. You know what I'm saying? But I went back home, and she had that cheap ass bacon shit. And I was just like, oh yeah, this ain't what I eat. This ain't what I eat.
Know there's a difference.
Yeah, so it's like cut. It's like a thinner cut. Yeah. So when you bake it or fry it or however you do it, it shrivels up. It's like the consistency isn't that great. Oh. But a thick cut.
I've never seen
good.
Thick bacon.
Yeah, it's like hickory smoke. Mm-hmm. Usually
that's
thick
the kind.
Slice. Yeah.
That's the kind my sister.
Yeah, it's not super thick, but it's like, you know,
thicker.
Yeah, thicker. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing I won't eat to this day. It's fucking chicken leg quarters.
Leg quarters. What are chicken
leg? It is
leg?
Like
what
some
is
of
that?
The cheapest.
That's some southern shit, probably, ain't it? I ain't never heard that shit before.
But basically, it's the thigh and the leg still attached together.
Oh, I'm thinking of a wing.
I don't think I've ever seen a chicken leg quarters.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'll pull it up. But
the
man.
Thigh and the leg?
Yeah, it's like the thigh and the leg. It literally looks like.
Yep.
That.
No,
I don't know if I
want to
see
like
it.
This shit.
What's wrong with that? That's just man, like regular ass chicken.
It is.
No,
it's not a cut.
Nah, it is.
You just don't like that it's presented that way?
It's my mom, man. My mom. Because it's real cheap. So you can go into like Food Depot or whatever, get a whole big ass bag of that shit.
Food for the po.
For like, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and you get like 10 or whatever. I can't remember the exact number, but it was a lot. Mm-hmm. So, and then when I first moved up here, I didn't have any money. So, I knew I could get a lot of that and eat for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And, but she would bake it. And she wouldn't really do shit with it. Oh. She would just sprinkle some seasoned salt on it, maybe salt and pepper, whatever. Put the shit in the oven. And then like the chicken grease or whatever would come out. So, it would be like baked but real like chicken and greasy and stuff, and it was just like
that shit sounds good. Like back in them days when I was eating meat, that's how you cook chicken.
Nah,
all you
man.
Need is some Lari's. You don't need no nothing else.
All you need is some Lari's,
boy. To this day, that's all I put. Man, give me some of that lard, bro. Give a fuck what it is. It's gonna be good.
Nah, man. I'm PTSD, bro. Damn. It's just because you know it just. I don't know. It was just like when she ain't feel like cooking. We get some leg quarters.
We get some goddamn leg quarters. But do you like the leg and the thigh of the chicken?
Yeah, but mostly fried, though. Baked chicken.
So you just don't like baked chicken in general?
Yeah, I was about to say something.
I'm kind of over baked chicken. Like the rotisserie shit at Walmart's and shit like that or wherever, Kroger. Oh, that shit's so nasty, bro.
I don't remember if I ever liked that.
Oh, rotisserie.
Man. I remember liking baked chicken, but typically we cooked it at home. I don't remember going anywhere and getting baked chicken, but we definitely ate a lot of fried chicken.
Man, I was so mad when KFC took the grilled chicken off the menu because they don't have it on there anymore.
I don't know.
It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, why would y'all take the healthier chicken off?
That shit. But yeah, but no, if you bake chicken, especially the separated piece, if you just bought the legs, whatever, like some gravy, so like that Campbell's soup condensed shit. Put some water in the milk or whatever. It could be good, but nah, I can't. I'll tell Monique, don't cook that shit. You cook it, I'm not eating that shit at all. Just not gonna happen.
What? It's good.
Nah.
You know what kind of chicken I did used to fuck up? This was the last thing I had before I went vegetarian, and this shit was difficult. But those fucking honey barbecue wings from KFC.
KFC that real time. Small. Yeah, yeah.
Bro. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They brought those back, but they didn't, not the honey barbecue. They brought the Nashville hot now.
Nah, see, fuck that. Nah, I don't want the Nashville hot. Honey barbecue wings.
Nah, they were good.
Mm-hmm. I used to get them shits once a week. And I still remember this. I was like, man. I can't, this is gross. This is actually an animal. I gotta stop eating this shit. Right. I was like, all right, today's the last day. Today's my last day of eating meat. What am I gonna have? I had a fucking big ass thing of honey barbecue wings. Fuck them shit up, shit up, man. Fuck them shit up.
That was a good farewell. That was a good way to go out.
That's an interesting story that I don't think we've ever heard. Like, so yeah, what was that transition like? Because it
damn, I know, man. Excuse me, I haven't ate all day, my bad.
but that is interesting because I don't think we ever talked about that. So what was that transition like from, because you just said, I just noticed something, you said vegetarian, so you didn't go straight vegan.
I was vegetarian for 2 months.
Okay, all right, so.
Because I didn't know what vegan, I mean, I knew what vegan was, but I didn't know the details of what it was.
Got you. So yeah, what was that transition like? So like you said, you had a story of going to KFC, like, damn, this is my last time eating chicken. So was that the first time you had said that, or was it other times before that you was just like, you know, all right, this is the last time.
Was the first and only time.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so I was like 15, and I always say, you know, at some point people realize what an actual hamburger is, and either you care and you stop eating or you don't care and you keep eating it. It's one of the two, you know, whatever path makes the most sense for you. But I realized what it was through a song, and I was like, damn, really? I started thinking, I was like, oh shit. So this little thing that's walking around, that's what my honey barbecue wings are? That's fucked up. So I was like, well, I guess I gotta stop eating this shit. And I was working at Captain D's. Mm-hmm. I was the person that was frying all the fish in the back. So I was working at Captain D's. I was like, all right, so what am I gonna do here? So I quit Captain D's for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just because of that. Mm-hmm. I quit Captain D's, which is a funny story by itself. And then, I think it was like the next day, I was like, all right, so this is going to be my last day of eating meat. Mm-hmm. And I had like a regular breakfast. And then I went and had some honey barbecue wings. And I remember I ate them in the car. I don't know why, though. Hmm. But I remember I ate them in the car. Yeah. And then that was it. And I was vegetarian for 2 months. Mm-hmm. And then I think I read a pamphlet or something because there was no internet back then. Mm-hmm. So, and no one knew what veganism was.
Right.
No one. So I think at the time, I think I thought vegan was just like a cool, cute, short, abbreviated way of saying vegetarian.
I thought that too.
I knew what I was doing. Then it was like, nah, you can't be eating cheese. Because we used to get those bean burritos from Taco Bell.
Those
shit that were like 59 cents. Because we were broke. We would go skate at the Del Taco next door. 100%. And then we'd go over to Taco Bell and get bean burritos with just cheese or whatever.
Hell no. And then
people were like, yeah, I thought you were vegan. We're like, we are. Like, no, you're not.
Oh, wow.
You can't have cheese. And we're like, What? Yeah, so that was the last cheese thing I had.
Oh,
was
wow.
A bean burrito from Taco Bell.
That is damn. Crazy.
Yeah, when you're 15, man, you got to learn on the job, man. Mm-hmm. You know, people got it easy these days. We couldn't just type little shit in the phone
stuff,
like that, you know.
Your stuff
you had to really go to a library and look shit up back then.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All kinds of shit now. I went and picked up some stuff today, and the plant-based stuff just keeps growing and growing.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Is library still open?
Yeah.
I mean, I know bookstores, but like, I'm like, damn, like, do people still just be like,
yes,
yeah,
going to the library?
Go to.
Yeah,
you can go
use that typewriter,
downtown.
Baby. Huh?
My ex-girlfriend loves going to the fucking library. Go there every once in a while, but she'll get movies and books and shit.
Okay.
I need to go to a library so I stop buying books because I keep buying books that I don't fucking read. Mm-hmm. I got a stack of books to the house. I'm like, I'm gonna get to that book one day. Nope.
It's been years,
it's
lady.
Been
still
chilling.
Yeah.
That's who's sitting on my nightstand right now.
What about the one I let you borrow? Did you read that one?
On my nightstand.
That's one of the two.
Yep.
That's just how it goes, man. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. But man, yeah, I wish I could answer your question better because, like, that is an interesting question. Of like,
yeah, I was gonna. Yeah. I didn't have a topic, and I was gonna ask that question. Like, we was all here, like Sophie, Fee, like everybody, but. I was like, I don't got no topic, so this is going to be my topic.
No, it's cool. People like these.
Just things, actual right? conversation. Yeah. I thought about that, too.
Yeah.
Just, because I didn't necessarily have a topic. And then I thought about it. I remember yesterday I wanted to tell y'all the rest of the story about the cat or whatever.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess I could tell it here. So what day was that I texted y'all? Was that
Thursday?
So, yeah, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, one of those days or whatever. I know a lot of y'all here know that, you know, I lost my cat last year or whatever. It was shortly after I lost my grandmother.
Thursday.
So, it was just, that was a really tough month for me. But, I was going to get dinner for the family from a Mexican spot or whatever, takeout. And I just so happened to say, you know what, I'm thirsty right now. So I went to the QT that was maybe, I don't know, 10-15 minutes away from my house. So these are miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, got my beverage. It was a tea. And I came out, and as I was pulling out and about to exit, my cat walked right across my car, like right in front of my car. It was the craziest thing, man. I was just like, no way this is happening right now. Like, I was just like, wow. Like, I really could. I was in disbelief. Like, yo, that's my cat. So I immediately, like, and just to give a little bit of backstory, like, I had been down for, like, a week or so because there was a cat that was ran over, like, a little bit close to my neighborhood, and it kind of looked like my cat. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, damn. Like, I literally went to this dead cat in the street and was looking to try to make sure it wasn't my cat. Like, it was that serious for me. So, and for Naomi, too. Like, she went and looked at it, too. And she really thought it was. But I was convinced that it was. And I was like, nah, I don't think that's her. I really don't think that's her or whatever. Yeah, man, I was just so thankful that, you know, I got that, you know, that I got a chance to see her and know that wasn't her, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, she ran across my car, right in front of my car, near the pumps. And so I pull into the pumps. I may post this video on IG, we'll see. But I pull right in front of the pumps, quickly got in my car, car still running and everything. I was like, Willow, because my cat's name is Willow.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of turned, like, and looked. Like, mind you, I haven't seen my cat since September of last year. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and she's been out here just in a while. So she kind of, like, looked back and just kind of kept going or whatever to the curb. And so I was like, Willow, kept calling her. And she just slowed down and she kind of stood still. And then, you know, I didn't want to get too close to her to stall her so she'd dart off. I didn't want her to dart off.
Right in the street or something.
Right. So yeah, she was on the curb and I kept calling her. She looked at me. I called her, look at me. And so then she walked across the street from the gas station to like a dealership. And I realized at that point, my car was still running.
Yeah.
And my door was open. I was like, oh shit. Because I just was just, yeah, you know what I'm saying, reaction.
Yeah.
So I pulled my cart, because I didn't park right in the where the pump was, so I had to pull my car up a little bit so it'd be right there by the pump. So yeah. I, you know, cut it off or whatever, and I followed her across the street. And yeah, I just kept calling her, and you know, she wouldn't run away. She just didn't come to me or whatever. And so I called Naomi. And showed her, she was just like, oh my God. Like, she just was in disbelief as well. So she started calling her through the phone or whatever. And so she just eventually just kind of laid down and just, like, we just staring at each other. We was probably maybe 20 feet from each other, about mm-hmm. 10, 20 feet from each other. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, well, I didn't want to go to her because I didn't want her to dart off. Like, yeah, I just wanted I wanted her to come to me or whatever. Unfortunately, she never came to me, and the thing is that I had to go get that food because it was like going on 10 o'clock, so I probably would have been out there all night, man, trying to get her if I had to pick up that food.
Yeah.
But I was like, damn, I gotta get this food too. So I was just kind of, I almost didn't even go pick up our food. That's how serious it was for me. I almost really didn't even go pick up our food. I was like, nah, I need to get our food. So I went and got the food, and obviously y'all know I stopped back by to see if she's still there. And she wasn't there, so. Yeah. But what I will say is that ultimately, if she never comes back home, I'm good. I just wanted to see her. I just wanted to lay eyes on her and make sure she was okay, because she was a house cat, you know what I'm saying? And I just didn't know how she would survive out there in the wild like that. And so, yeah, it was just, you know, it was just good to see her for a number of reasons. For, like, now I know that wasn't a dead cat in the road, and just... The empty feeling I had for so long of waking up one day and realizing my cat is gone, it's just like, damn, I didn't even, like, get a chance to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just was this empty feeling I had for almost a year now. So, yeah, to be able to see her, know that she's okay, I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? If she would have came back, cool, that would have been fine. But in my mind, it's like, that's what she wants to be. She wants to be out there in the wild. And I don't want to keep her from what she wants to be at the end of the day. As much as I want my pet, at the end of the day, it is an animal.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if she wants to be in the wild, that's what it is. All I can do is hope she stays safe while she's in the wild or whatnot. And that's just how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? I had to be okay with that. At first, obviously, I wasn't thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it just kind of hit me when I had to leave, I was like, you know what? If this is the way it's supposed to be, this is the way it's supposed to be. I'm just glad I got the opportunity to see her one last time if I never see her again, you know.
So you don't want to do the whole trap thing, go get a trap?
Nah, man? I don't want to do that. Like because I'm not the type of person to force things to happen. Like, I'm all, like, that's just in general how I am. I don't like forcing situations. I just kind of like things to happen naturally the way they supposed to, what I feel like is supposed to happen. And that, and in my mind, I truly feel like that's what was supposed to happen. Like, what's the odds of me going to this random gas station to
not
go
at your old house?
Like, it was the, like, I'm talking about, bro, when y'all, like, she is miles away from my house.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, this is crazy.
I told you that cat wasn't dead, man.
Yeah, man. Cats
have survival
skills. I started really being concerned, man, because it's been a long time. And I know I've heard stories of cats coming back years later and stuff. You know, 'cause I've been looking up stories and stuff. And so I really was starting to think that, oh, man, maybe she didn't survive or whatever. But nah, man, my cat is out there. She survived. And, you know, I couldn't be happier to have had that moment and everything. But outside of that story, I just wanted to kind of, I guess, broach the topic of, have y'all ever had any pets that y'all had to let go, or that, you know, that was that you were close to or whatever? Like, I know you do.
Let go. Like,
well, not, or either pass, or you had to put them down, or just anything, or something just happened, or you had to give them away because you couldn't have them live with you, or anything like that.
Yeah, I've never given an animal away. Mm. I've had some die.
Mm.
As an adult, I've only had one that died that I got myself, which was Buffy, who's on my leg. But I mean, I've already said that once Faith, her sister, gets even remotely sick, I'm putting her down.
Oh, okay.
Because with with Buffy, it was like she was sick for like a year. And we were trying to constantly figure out what was wrong with her, and they mm-hmm. never figured it out. And then she eventually just died because her organs shut down.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that shit was just, that was bad. Mm. You know, that was a lot of what drove me to drinking a lot. Mm. But I'm not doing that shit anymore. Mm-hmm. So if the vet comes back and she's like, all right, so Faith has like a 70-30 chance. Mm-hmm. I'm like, call it a day, put her down. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do all this testing, and you're constantly sticking her with needles just so you hope we can get another 6 months out of her. No.
Yeah.
No. But what I was going to say while you're telling that story real quick, mm-hmm. though, is Zoe has had this thing lately about going outside. Mm-hmm. Like, she really wants to go outside. Because mm-hmm. every morning I'll go to the door and I'll open it up and get mm-hmm. a little fresh air. And I'll see Zoe will kind of like sneak up a little bit and kind of like look like she's curious, but she never goes all the way. Mm. Then there was one time she stuck her head all the way out when I wasn't looking. Mm-hmm. And I looked down. I was like, get your ass back in the house. Mm. She turned around and went back and acted like she wasn't doing nothing wrong. But the other day I opened the door to get some air. And then I just saw a fucking gray ball of fur run right by my leg. Man, I flipped mm-hmm. out. I don't know where she was going, but I dove down the stairs, almost busted my ass, and I only caught her by her tail.
Oh man.
She was gonna go. And I grabbed her, put her back in the house. I was talking to her like she was a little kid.
That's funny.
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Where were you gonna go? And she's looking at me like, bitch, why are you yelling at me?
Right.
I'm thinking it must have been a bird or mm-hmm. I know there's another cat that comes up to the window and fucks with her.
Oh wow.
Cause she'll get pissed off. She'll hit the window and then run around the living room and then go back to the window, hit it again. So I don't know if she was trying to find that punk ass cat that be fucking with her. What's up now? Yeah. The door's open now, son. You ain't got this fucking mirror no more. You ain't got this glass no more, son. But I'm not as I don't know what the word is. Selfless as you, I guess. Mm. If Zoe got out, I'm buying 12 traps because you're coming home. I don't give a fuck.
That is
you're
funny.
Coming home. Yeah. But no, I mean, what you're saying does make sense. If she's happy out there, then
I think if it happened, if it happened earlier, like if I found her earlier, then I would try to my best to get her back. But it's because it's been so long. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, she's
settled now.
Yeah, it's like my cat, I think I told you this before, your cat sounds a lot like my cat or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, she always needing on you and all that type of stuff. But I think my cat always wanted to be outside. She always was by a window. She always would try to get out and everything. So I think ultimately she may have just wanted to be outside.
Some cats are like that. Some cats really don't want to be inside. Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, Zoe wants to be inside.
Okay.
Faith does not want to be outside. Faith is fuck all of that outside shit. I'm good in here.
It's COVID outside.
Yeah. I'm not trying to catch.
It's COVID.
I remember the first time I got robbed at the old house.
Oh, shit.
I knew I had gotten robbed because I pulled up into the driveway and there was a cat in my driveway. And I was like, "Who the fuck is that?" And then the cat turned around and ran into the door. And I was like, why is my door open? So they had kicked my door open, and I guess it had been open for so long. At some point, Faith was like, let me just go see what this outside shit is like.
Right.
But then she was like, I don't really like this. There's no food out here. It's scary. I'm going back inside. I'm paranoid that if I ever got robbed again and someone kicked my door open, Zoe would be out. Mm. She's like, there's birds out here. Mm-hmm. There's this other cat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have me some fun.
Right.
So, and I would be fucking devastated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's amazing how you was able to spot, like, you knew that was your cat.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You can tell.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, how can you tell?
It's so wild.
When it's your pet, man. You know.
I knew from a distance that it was her. I knew it was her. When I got up, I was like, oh my God, it really is her. Like, I was like, damn, that's crazy. Everything, the mannerisms, everything.
Yeah.
Like, you would think just looking at cats, they all act the same, but nah, man. Like, you could tell your cat.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, I'm pretty sure if I probably saw a dog, you know.
It's so wild.
I know. But it's amazing how you was able to spot it. That
but I was happy to see that, you know, she wasn't like super skinny and shit like that.
She didn't look sick or anything like that.
Cats will figure it out, man. Yeah. Dogs are the ones that are stupid enough to starve to death.
Or get ran over.
Yeah, or get ran over.
Yeah, I've seen some scrawny ass cats, though.
Yeah, sometimes. But you rarely see cats run over by cars.
Right. Rarely.
You see dogs all the goddamn time. Dogs are dumb as fuck.
I'd be like, oh, look at it.
Man, my friend, and she got a dog. I swear to God, every time we walk this damn dog, the first thing he does, he tries to walk straight into the street.
Oh, my God.
And I always thought, like, if that dog ever got away from you, Fred would be dead in 10 minutes. Because Fred would walk right out into the middle of the street and get run over.
Damn.
And he don't know no goddamn better.
Yep.
But a cat, a cat knows better.
So my question was, was that, I know you do, but have you ever had to, have you ever lost a pet or been in this type of situation where you had to put a pet down, pet just passed, or you just had to kind of give it away for whatever reason?
Yeah, boxer, the last boxer I had, Capone, had to put him down because he had like a real bad tumor in his liver. And yeah, it was the same situation. Like they was like, okay, get this. We can give him this. He's had this amount of chance to live. We just like put him down. Like we don't even want him, because he looked like he was miserable. Like them last like maybe 2 or 3 days when he was real sick, he looked like he was miserable. I was like, yeah, just take him down.
Was it hard for you at all?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that shit was. I mean, I was literally like when they gave him the shot and shit, I was like literally holding him, his big thick ass. I was just holding him and shit, and he was just looking at me and shit. So yeah. And then I felt him take his like after they shot him, I can feel him like taking his like last breath and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
I couldn't stay in the room.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah, I had to go off the side. So.
No, I had to. I mean, I was crying, but I mean I had to I feel like I had to be there. I didn't want him to be by himself. So yeah.
What about you, Ken?
Yeah, a few actually. The first one was Rhett's. My dog Rex, and Rex got hit. I was young, maybe preteen, something around that age. I can't remember, but yeah, man, I still know where Rex is buried to this day. I cried like a bitch over Rex dying, man. That one broke me, and then. And then at one point I had three dogs. I had Sugar Black. My dad named the dog.
Sugar Black. All right, Sugar Black.
Yep.
It just can't be black.
Hell right.
It can't just be sugar.
Sugar Black.
It got to be Sugar Black.
Sugar Black. Yep. Sugar Black. Yep. Fur color, about the color of this damn tablecloth, right? Playful, big as hell, strong as hell. So it was Sugar Black, Sapphire, and I cannot think of my ex-girlfriend's dog. But when she left the dog. You know, I got stories about that dog, but that's another day. So I was staying in an apartment, and I don't even think we were supposed to have dogs.
Right.
I had three bitches. But Sapphire was a chow. And you know what they say about chows? You're not supposed to have a child because they'll turn on you.
Yeah.
But
I didn't
also
know that about chows.
Yeah, but they're also extremely chows loyal.
I'm about to say they really loyal. Yep. They super loyal.
Yep. Mm. But Sapphire was no hoe. And you come to that, anybody, she would jump on it in a minute. But, you know, if she fuck with you, she fuck with you. And so I had to get rid of the dog. So I took him down to my mom in the country. And I knew Sapphire was in good hands. I think Sugar Black went to my dad's house, and because they were separated at the time before they remarried, and then Sapphire went to my mom's in the country. And I remember one weekend I went home and I was just out there, and Sapphire was running and playing with her stuff. She was happy to see me, and my mom was outside in the yard and she was out there doing some stuff. She was like working in the yard and stuff, and some people started walking down the road. I think they were white people. Sapphire got up, ran to the corner of the damn driveway, and barked at those people all the way until they cleared the house. And I was like, "You all right with me?
You're right, you're right with me, Sapphire.
You gonna make sure my mom is well taken care of.
Yeah.
Nobody, because she stayed there by herself. So I was like, nobody gonna be able to fuck with my mom. So she is in good hands. And I think I think Sapphire got hit because my mom had to call and tell me, and that was the last. Yeah, I had Sapphire for a while, man. That was my heart, man. Like if I ain't have anybody else, I had Sapphire. Sapphire when I was in Georgia when I kind of first moved up here. But yeah, and I haven't had a dog since. I want to get get another one because I want the boys to have one. Mm-hmm. They've been asking, and I think they should have dogs, especially since they want one.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
Yeah.
No. So you feel like you got like closure?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely, man. It just seems it's just weird how the events happen. Like Naomi said, she felt like I needed some closure. This is before it happened. She was like, I feel like you need some sort of closure.
Wow, and then,
it's crazy.
It's crazy as hell.
It's so crazy, bro. It's so crazy how it happened. I was just like, wow, this is amazing.
Y'all think about getting another pet?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I know it's early. Yeah, it's fresh. Yeah. That wound is, still fresh.
I don't know. Yeah. I know the girl's been wanting I know the youngest been wanting a dog, I think. If I'm not mistaken, she want like a pug or something like that. I don't know.
I love pugs, but they have so many health problems.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah. Okay.
They do. They have like breathing issues, and I believe they have heart problems. But they're I love them. They're so ugly. They're cute as fuck.
they're ugly cute. Yeah, that's what they are. They ugly cute pugs. Dogs. Yeah.
The little chuck, like little stubby legs. Can't run for nothing.
Man. All right, so let me ask you all this. All
right.
This would be kind of like my topic or whatever.
Uh-oh.
He said, man, look.
this is going to be good. I can tell already.
If you got an Amazon package delivered to your house this that wasn't so yours, weird. Would you take it
I was just
neighbor?
About to ask you about it.
I didn't hear the question.
I'm sorry. The reason why I said that, because I was literally just about to ask you about an Amazon package.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, Amazon package. If a package from Amazon was delivered to your house, but it wasn't yours, it was your neighbor.
I would give it to my neighbor.
Yeah.
What kind of question is this?
I'll give it to my neighbor.
Your neighbor kept it?
My neighbor kept the package.
How do you know?
Shit.
Because, you know, Amazon takes the pictures.
Oh, they sure do.
Bro, shit. So I came home. What day was it? We were up here. And I came home. And it was late. It was like 11 something. And she was like, you know, I'm glad you're here. She's like, because I think the package, it was for Mother's Day. And she was like, I think the neighbors, so it was probably Friday. It was Friday when I came up there.
Okay, when you came
up
to the
city. So they delivered it at 8:50 next door. And them motherfuckers didn't even bring it over. So I was like, so when I got home, she was like, I don't know what to do. She was like, they said they were going to send her another package so she wasn't tripping. And I was like, well, I'll go over there and see if it's over there.
Yeah.
And it was 8:50. It was like 11 something and she had reached out to Amazon. And I was like, damn, I said, maybe they didn't bring it over because it was late, you know.
Oh, you're saying 11:50 at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
But at 8:50, but at the same time, if you see the package isn't yours, you would at least bring it over that morning. Or you still should bring it over at least in between like 8:50 and 10 and 11. Wait, 8:50 and 10 is enough time to bring it over, you know. But whatever. I can rationalize it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up the next day, and I go over there with the photo, walk up, and I went to the next door neighbor just to make
sure. You brought receipts.
I didn't even ask, is it here? I said, Amazon delivered our package to your house by accident.
Shit. Yep.
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, my
We thought God. It was ours.
Your name is.
Your name is. I'm pretty sure your name is on that motherfucker.
The motherfuckers opened the shit.
Wow.
Oh,
both of them. So it was a big ass box. And then it was another, like the little standard, you know, envelopes that they, the round envelopes. Wow. Opened both of them. Hmm. And it wasn't like, in my head, I'm like, man, imagine if there was like some electronics, some like really good shit. It's just
You
know, little shit for Mother's Day or whatever.
Oh, it was a Mother's Day gift?
It was a Mother's Day gift, you know, and like an iPhone stand or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I went over there like at 1 something the next day.
Wow.
So they had plenty of time to take it over.
Bring it back over, yeah.
But, you know, it's just like, and it just got me to thinking like, man, I just remember back in the day, if you got mail, you got anything that wasn't yours, we do this.
We take it over.
But I knew these motherfuckers. I knew they opened it, and I knew they were trying to keep it. They don't even drink fucking Izzy's or whatever that shit called. You know, so it's like, and if the thing is, if you opened it and saw that it wasn't yours or some shit you didn't like, why didn't you bring it over? Probably because you already opened it or whatever. Mm-hmm. It don't even fucking matter. Mm-hmm. Bring us our fucking shit. But, you know, but she wasn't tripping because she was like, well, Amazon's going to deliver another. But like you said, Prince of Ballad, yeah. Nah, we're going to get our shit. Like, fuck that shit. And they'll know next time to bring the motherfucking shit.
Yep.
So, but.
That's crazy.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you guys out of this is that, do you guys know your neighbors?
My two on my left and right.
Yeah.
And the one across the street. Yeah. Left and my right, across the street. I have a rapport with them. So usually, if I know, like, if it's a situation, if I'm going to be out of town or if I'm coming straight here after work and I got a package coming to my house, I just call my neighbor, like, yo, I got something coming. You know, I'll grab it. Oh, yeah. I do.
You know, like, Crackhead Tony and all them dudes.
Crackhead Willie. The last person I'm going to ask to get a package off my doorstep is Crackhead Willie.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because they'll go get it and be like, I ain't seen nothing over there.
Senior couple.
I ain't seen no package.
Yeah, the ones on the left is a senior couple, so she's straight.
Yeah. No,
the
both
ones
of mine,
on the right, them motherfuckers from Louisiana, New Orleans, whatever.
Both of my senior couples, they retired. They, you know.
Disappear.
They be chilling, so they always.
I knew what type of Negro they were.
That's crazy.
I know, my neighbor's good, man. So they always look.
Yeah, it's just. I think about like growing up and how we knew the neighborhood. We like knew people in.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, it's like people are afraid to know who lives in your neighborhood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking weird. Are you guys afraid to answer your door if somebody come to your door?
I'm not afraid. I just don't like talking to motherfuckers. I'm.
It depends
friendly.
On what I see on rain.
I did not pause. I did not pause.
That really wasn't
that
a pause.
That was in the middle of a syllable. Go ahead, man.
She was taking a breath.
You got I was breathing out. That's the wild shit.
He just swerved all in your lane.
He sure did. I hadn't even slowed down yet. Oh, my blinker wasn't on. No indication I was slowing down.
That's hilarious.
Whatever you had to be real important.
No, it wasn't. It just depends on what I see on the ring doorbell. Like if I look at the person, be like, all right, I answer it. But sometimes I just be like, oh, it look like some old trying to sell me some shit, and I don't answer. Wait for them to walk away.
And you might you want to finish the rest of your.
Yeah, my neighbors are cool, but. I wouldn't know either one of them if they had.
And then another thing.
I was like, damn, son.
You're stupid. But yeah, I wouldn't know either one of them if they hadn't came and talked to me. Like, I'm used to just moving in because people think I'm weird when they meet me. Even after they meet me, think I'm weird. But I'm used to just moving into a neighborhood and just keeping to myself, especially after the last neighborhood I was in where my neighbors across the street kept robbing me and then acting like it wasn't them. And I'm like, I know it was y'all.
That's so fucked up.
But, that is, man.
Man, fuck them. I wanted to burn their house down so bad. Luckily, they got kicked out. but anyway, this new neighborhood is different than the last one. Everyone there is pretty friendly. At least the black people are. The white folks that are moving in, which is why I'm having to leave, they're not so friendly. So I don't know any of them. But I know my neighbor right across the street, Daryl. He calls me anytime there's some bullshit going on. And I know my neighbor that's right next to me. Nice young couple. They're cool.
Is Daryl the one that sent you the video of somebody shooting?
No, that was my next door neighbor. Daryl's the one who called to make sure I was straight. Because apparently my neighbor to my right didn't have my number. So he hit Daryl to hit me to find out if I was okay. I don't think he wanted to come out the house. Because he's white, so he's probably not used to, you know, shooting, gunshots and people acting stupid like that. But Daryl called me and was like, hey, are you good? And I was like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm trying to figure out if that was gunshots or a car backfire. And he was like, no, those were gunshots. He's like, you know, Brandon sent over the video. But yeah, I know him and I know there's like an old church couple next to him. I've talked to them. But I'm not the kind of dude that just goes around talking to neighbors. Like I've met some of them just because I used to take a walk around my neighborhood and some people have stopped me. Oh, you knew, blah, blah, blah. But man, this was years ago. But now like if somebody rings my door, I peek the little thing, and they can see me looking. I don't know. Have a good day.
That is
I'm not answering. For what? What you want? Especially if you got a little vest on. Fuck you and your vest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get the fuck
yeah,
out
that's
of
what
here.
I'm saying.
Dude.
I see that.
Yeah, yeah, they come with the flyers and stuff. Oh, especially around the voting time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if they knock and they have a collared shirt on.
Yes.
I don't know motherfuckers that just rock collared shirts regularly.
Right.
Yeah. So
trying to sell your security system and some shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Those kind of.
That's what I'm saying. I see them. I'll be like, I don't even answer.
I got one. It was so fun. I meant to put it on Twitter, but I got one. This was about 2 weeks ago. And I was wearing this coincidentally, I was wearing my Czarface shirt. And I opened my door, and it was two white guys, both with collar shirts on, tucked in some khakis. He's like, hey, man, how's it going? Oh, man, cool shirt. You don't know who the fuck this is, bro.
Oh, man.
You have no idea who the fuck this is.
Oh, man.
What do you want? What do you want?
I
just want to know if, you know, if we could do some lawn care. Da, 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 da. I was like, no, I'm good.
That's hilarious.
Get the fuck out of here. Does that work? For like, who's that work on? Oh, man, cool shirt, bro.
Right.
I should have been like, who is, I don't know who this is. I just got it at thrift store.
Clearly, they got that in training.
Yeah. Yes, they absolutely did.
Find something and try to build a bond.
Right.
It's the rapport.
This is a side story, but did I ever tell y'all about when I got a job doing that kind of shit?
No. Oh my God.
Door to door?
Oh,
what?
It wasn't door to door.
Oh, okay.
This is a quick story since we don't really have topics. So I was unemployed. I don't remember from what though, but I didn't have a job.
Oh man.
And I was trying to find a job and. I this is back when we had Creative Loafing, which is the newspaper, and that, you know,
it's gone.
It's still around, but I think a lot of it's online, so people don't really rush out to get the paper no more.
I got you.
So in the back, they would have job advertisements, which I don't think they do that anymore. But there was a job advertisement that said, "Are you an artist? Do you want to work in the art industry?" And I was like. At the time, I was like, well, yeah, I'm an artist.
Absolutely.
I'm a painter. This sounds fucking amazing. I'm going to get paid for painting. I can't believe I never told y'all this. So no. I drove. This was like 35, 40 minutes in North Atlanta. This is back when I lived over in Lindbergh. So I drove all the way up there, and I pull in, and, you know, I walk in the door, and the lady's like, all right, have a seat. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm sitting down. And then you just start hearing this yelling like this. Hoo, 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 hoo. It sounded like the fucking Wakandans. So I was like, what the hell is going on? Swear to God, y'all. It was like an army line of white people came like stomping out the back room. Hoo, 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 hoo.
What
the fuck is going on? And I'm the only brother there. So I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? I'm about to be killed.
Oh my
God. And this
was
before cell phones, of course.
Right, right.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm about to die, bro.
Yeah.
And they came out and they're shaking my hand like, yo, ooh, 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 all this shit. So I'm like, all right, man, this is crazy. So the lady at the front desk, after they do all their whoosh and they go outside, she comes over and she's like, all right, so we're going to partner you with Zach. And I forget the other guy's name. Let's say his name is Brian.
Right.
And they partnered me up with these two white guys.
Mm.
And I was like, well, what are we doing? And she's like, oh, they're going to train you. Just go with them.
Oh,
so I was like,
man. Okay.
So one of them looked like, he looked just like Zach Morris. His name was Zach. He looked just the fuck like Zach Morris.
Wow.
So I swear to God, this is a real story. I promise
this
y'all.
This is crazy.
So I go meet him or whatever, and he's like, all right, yeah, bro. He talks to us like, bro.
Right.
I'm Zach, and this is Brian. Yeah, Brian's only been around for a little while, but, you know, he's still in training.
So
he
sound like Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill
Don't
Ted's
ask me why I remember this part, but he was like, yo, you got some fatty natties.
What?
And I was
what's
like,
fatty natties?
I was like, what?
What's that?
He's holding my hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no, yeah. I was like, I got what?
What the fuck?
Fatty natties, bro. I used to have dreads too, bro. And I was like, all right, cool, man. So I was like, all right, so what are we doing?
Right.
So he's like, all right, man, we'll jump in your car and you're going to follow us. And I was like,
oh, God.
What is happening? But I was like, I don't know, 18, 19, just stupid, didn't know any better. I was like, okay. So I get in my car and I'm following behind him. They drive to a gas station. The story's going somewhere, I promise. They go to a gas station, they hop out, and I'm like, is this where the job, like, what are we doing at the gas station? He's like, you want something to drink, bro? And I was like, no, I'm good. He's like, nah, for real, cop a drink, bro. I got you. And I was like, I don't want anything to drink. I just want to know what the fuck we're
going
doing.
On, yeah.
He goes inside, gets his drink, he comes out, and he's like, all right, man, follow me here. So I was like, oh my God. So I follow him to... It's like those like it's not industrial. It's like a strip mall, but it's like a bunch of doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so The job, it turns out, is they sell art out of their trunk. So it's like, you know, like if you go in a doctor's office and see those really shitty paintings that are on the wall, these are the assholes that sell them.
Oh my God.
They're basically professional, annoying pieces of shit. Wow. So we go, and I'm training with these assholes. So I follow them into the doctor's office, and it was the most embarrassing shit. So they go up and they're like, hey, we have art, and we're selling art, you know. And the lady's like, no, you guys have to leave. And they're trained that when they say you have to leave, they don't leave. They just keep talking.
They
try to talk their way into convincing you that you want this shitty ass fucking art, this Ansel Adams bullshit that's in their trunk. That was the job. So I'm sitting there like, this is so fucking weird. And the lady's like, you guys need to leave. And the guy's like, oh, that's cool. But I can see your walls are bare. She's like, leave, dude. Leave. So me being the only black, I'm like, fuck this. I'm leaving. Because if she calls the cops, it's going to be on
me.
So I went outside, and the guys come out. Zach's like, hey, man, where'd you go, bro? I'm like, she told us to leave.
Right.
She told us to fucking leave. So he partners me up with the other guy, Brian, because Zach can sell shit. Yeah. Zach sold almost his whole trunk.
That's really?
Crazy. Yes, bro. Brian, sorry ass, couldn't sell nothing. So it turns out Brian had been on the job for a minute, but he couldn't sell nothing. So they put him back with Zach. And they're like, yo, you need to learn from the best.
Right.
Zach sold everything. Brian just couldn't sell shit. I went into two other offices with Brian, and both offices were like, no, we don't want this shit. And he's like, oh, man, that's cool. That's cool. But have you seen? No, leave. So after this, I was just like, man, what am I doing with my life?
Oh,
I'm not getting paid for this training. I'm not cut out to be a fucking annoying asshole. Well, in general, but I'm not cut out to be that type of annoying asshole. So we're leaving, and he's like, all right, man, follow us to the next spot. Just hop in your car and follow us. And we're on the interstate, and it just clicked. And I was like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I didn't get chased down the street by the Klan. I didn't fucking go to punk shows and get in fights. I didn't see somebody hit in the head with a baseball bat so I can fucking drive behind Zach and Brian to sell art out of my trunk. This is not my life. So I just got off.
Shit.
Turned around.
And never saw your ass again.
No.
That is hilarious.
I was just like, what the fuck?
Wow.
It was the weirdest shit. I can still vividly hear them.
Oh,
it was fucking terrifying. I was like, I'm literally about to die. I'm about to die because, like, what white people do this?
Yeah,
I used to hate those type of jobs that would be in those classifieds, and you would go there, and there's always some shit you got to sell.
Yep.
Some MLM shit or whatever. Everybody gets at least once.
Yeah.
Everybody, it happens once. You go, man, this is going to be some real shit, man. I can't wait.
Bad shit, bro.
And you go there, it's like, really? This is what it is?
Too good to be true.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how I got my first telemarketing job.
Yep.
I wasn't good at that either. I was not, man. I sucked at telemarketing because the lady tells me, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
But it was like, I went and did that one and it was a bust.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to the ads. I found another one that said something about art. And I was like, all right, cool. I ain't learned my lesson.
Damn.
Went to a room. It was fucking telemarketing. Damn. And there was this little short Teddy Riley looking motherfucker that would walk around. He had a cane. He didn't need a cane. He had a fucking cane. And he would just walk around with the cane. He would just yell at you. Come on, make them sales, baby. Make them sales, baby. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck, man? Are you serious?
Yo, that is
crazy. Like, I call him and stop calling. And this is the wild shit, right? I don't know if y'all ever did telemarketing.
No, I did.
I've never did it. Really?
Well, okay, so do you remember when they would give you the phone list? Did they put on there the time zones?
Because
on mine, it would just be a list of numbers.
With no
time zones.
Mine was in the computer. It would just automatically just call and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Okay, so you had one of the fancy ones. No, this was just in like some raggedy-ass room, and they would just give you a paper sheet of numbers.
Hell nah.
And you did not know what any of the area codes were. Mm. So you might call somebody, and they'd be in California. And we'd be in there at 8 o'clock in the morning. So you're calling them at 5.
Just asshole.
Yes.
Man.
And
I got
cussed out so many fucking times. I was just like, I can't do it. It was a week long paid training. I made it like 3 days. And I was like, I'm done.
Oh, that was my hustle. to go to those trainings and get paid and then leave and then quit.
Oh, really?
Yep. Because you don't really be on the floor. But once they move you to the floor, then you just quit.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. So I'll stay in the training for a week, get the training paid.
Yeah, get your money in.
Yep. And then we're like, all right, we're going to go on the floor and try it. And then whenever we get to the floor, I'll be like, yeah, this ain't for me.
Then you rent
and
repeat.
This place must have learned that trick because they put us on the floor the second
immediately.
Day.
Oh,
wow.
They put us on the floor. My roommate quit the second day.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck it out for like another 2 days. And then I was just like, yeah, no, I'm not getting cussed out by old white ladies anymore. This is stupid.
Yeah, I can never do that job. Yeah, I remember seeing that shit when I was a kid. Like, people come with vacuum cleaners and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, I'm straight on that. Never would. I knew I never wanted to do no shit like that.
Yeah. You make money, though, bro.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers, if you're good at it, you make money.
Yeah, we know because people that sell... In advertising or whatever.
Oh yeah,
but YP, they make really good money. Yeah,
what about you, Rod? Like any?
That's
like,
what I was going. That's what I was going to say. So, I normally
Rod know everybody.
Yeah, you know, like y'all know me, man. Like I don't know why people. I know why people speak to me. I guess I smile.
Training this door, I think. Oh, or back there, probably. Why are they screaming? That boot camp. It might be
screaming
camp
like that.
It might
though.
Be the dance place.
Like somebody hurt their leg or something.
Yeah, like somebody was dying.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, man, I think I just have a friendly face so people speak to me or whatever. I always smile, so I think that's why people speak to me.
Problem.
Yeah. And so yeah, neighbors they see me, they speak and I speak back or whatever. And so yeah, normally most of my neighborhoods I know people around me. But I'm fairly new to this neighborhood I'm in now, so I only know my neighbor like directly across from me. He's an older guy, but I think he's like one of those people that just know everybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm.
He knew everybody. He's like, I moved to that guy. Like I moved near that guy. Like he knows
everybody.
Fucking body. Like it's like, well, he's on the committee. Yep. Like all that. Mm. This is the guy.
That's the guy you want to know though.
This, yeah, it is the guy you want to know. He's the one that take care of his grass, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's like I got the plug, basically, right across from me.
Yeah.
I don't know the people to the left of me at all, and he doesn't even know them. They're like fucking, I don't know.
To
like
themselves,
they really keep to themselves.
Undercover agents.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck going on over there. But we waved to them for the first time. I've been in this neighborhood for a year now. We waved to them for the first
time.
It's like
been
two,
a year?
Yeah.
It's been a year.
It's been a year.
It doesn't
seem
like that.
Yeah.
No.
Because of the pandemic.
Yeah, pandemic.
Yeah, the pandemic, yeah. And so, and then to the right of me, it's a lady and I thought was her son, but it's actually her nephew.
Mm.
And she watches him every day. I thought this whole time it was his mom, like that was a mother son type of thing, but nah, his mother works, you know, weird shifts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know their names, but we speak. And that's really no, I'm lying. And then there's a landscaper in my neighborhood.
Yo,
what the fuck is going on?
Something.
All right.
What was that? Was it coming from this way?
I don't even know. Yeah, but I'm trying to think. Neighbors, across the street. Oh, yeah, is there a landscaper in my neighborhood, and I know he saw me cutting the grass one day. He was trying to give me tips and shit.
Oh, that's how I started talking to Daryl.
Oh, okay, so yeah, it was that type of situation.
He told me I was cutting the grass wrong.
You know what's fucking funny? I think this dude's name is Daryl, too. That's weird as fuck.
Watch it be the same dude. He got two families.
Wouldn't that be some shit?
Because I used to cut my lawn, like, in squares, and then just go, that's hope, bruh. What's funny about
that's
it?
That's fucking
is
crazy.
How he in here.
I just put neighborhood. Cause that's how I have.
Damn,
no, that's what you do.
I'm the same
that
way.
Is fucking crazy. That is wild as hell.
You got to put neighbor on you and you say
me. You got to.
It's just funny. I don't know.
And you know, this
funny.
Whole time I've been trying to remember his name because I pet.
Did you think his name might be Darren? Because I don't know if it's Daryl or Darren.
I legit forgot. I was
me
damn.
Too.
And so I've been meaning to go on my phone. And when you said Daryl, I was like, damn, I think that's the same guy.
Man.
And then I looked. Yeah, it's Daryl. Yeah, Daryl's.
Whenever he calls, I'm like, hey, neighbor. Because I'm not positive his name is Daryl.
Right. Because I see him every day.
Yep, me too.
And I don't want to be an asshole and be like,
is that the one that came by one day I was over there?
Probably. It's possible. Yeah. It's okay. Possible. Yeah. It's possible.
Because he came out the house. He was saying something to you or something.
Oh no, that's the older man. Across the street. What's his name? Sam, I can't think of it right now. Dennis or something like that.
But yeah, man. Nah, it's just like I you know, when I'm at the house, I'd be like, man, I just refuse to be like a hostage in my own house. Mm-hmm. I feel like that. Especially like the neighbors that don't come on. Yeah. Like, you know, you're like, oh, don't answer this. No, why? Right. Whatever they want, we can say no.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, so.
I know what I wanted to say about the package specifically, mm-hmm. though. In my neighborhood, a lot of people have like the same number. I don't know if y'all experienced that. The same, like my number is like 5770, and somebody else might have 5770.
I have one house that does have the same number.
Oh, no.
Yeah. One. Basically, it's word and then loop, and then theirs is word and then circle.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so our packages get mixed up sometimes. Mm. So luckily, like, we started a habit of taking each other's mail to each other's houses. Yeah. Like, you know, like, they did it again or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think she probably had the same issue with the person before me. Mm-hmm. So she told me, like, yo, they'll probably get our mail mixed up from time to time. I was like, all right, cool. So they already had built this rapport within the neighborhood.
Kind of got a little system going.
Exactly. Yeah. So, because you'll see people walking down the street. Taking somebody mail to somebody's house. Yeah, I don't know why they did this stupid shit.
Yep.
Like everybody, really everybody has like the same numbers. Yeah. Just a different street.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's stupid. It's
but that's good, man. Like that's like a neighborhood, right? That's a community.
Yeah, yeah.
And it feels like nowadays, like it just feels like there's less of that.
Oh yeah.
Like everybody's kind of like they're self isolating themselves.
Cause growing up, everybody knew everybody. Everybody knew everybody's kids. You know, it's just. Yeah, everybody knew everybody.
Matter of fact, like, I had to take her stimulus check. Her stimulus check came to my house.
Oh, I kept that. Yeah,
but I'm just glad we built that rapport because I have some expensive shit coming to the house, equipment and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's been times where she brought that shit to the house. This right here.
Jesus.
That shit was heavy.
Man, yeah. She brought that to the house. She didn't bring it to the house. She's like, yo, you got a package on She's like, you got a package on my porch or whatever. I was like, all right, I'll go and get it. So I knew it was that because I'm like, that's why she didn't bring it because that shit is heavy.
I've only had one of my packages go to somebody. I've gotten other people's shit, and I've gotten people's Uber Eats, all kinds of shit. Yeah, I get people's shit all the time, and I'll always take it back. I got somebody's dog food once. It was a huge bag, and I had to fucking lug that shit to my car. I was so fucking mad at that driver, too. Man. I had to lug the shit to my car, drive it to their house, and bring it to their doorstep. But one day, this old... just kind of chubby white guy with his dog came walking up and he knocked on my door and I did what I usually do, peeked out. I don't know this motherfucker. And he knocked again and I was like, all right,
I saw
you peek out, motherfucker. Right. So I opened the door.
I know you're in there.
Yeah. I opened the door and he was like, hey man, you know, I got these packages for you, man. I don't know how they got our address mixed up. I was like, all right, cool, man. So I got the package and it ended up being Test Press Records from my favorite band. The guy had sent them to me because he was like, I want you to have the Test Presses because I love you. And I was like, that's great. And it, for whatever reason, went to this guy's house. Damn. Now, you can't replace Test Presses. Right, right. It's a Test Press.
It's Test Press,
I would have been so fucking upset. But I was like, every time I see that guy now, I'm like, hey, you all right. All these other white folks who have gentrified my neighborhood.
Right.
But you're okay.
Right, I'll fuck with you.
Yes.
Well, I never had no issue with mail being misplaced.
Damn, man.
I guess because it's not like yours, like you said, right?
Black ass neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
Because they keeping your shit. You don't know it's not going
to
be your
house.
That's why. They taking your shit.
No, I keep tracking my shit, so I know what's coming to my house. I got enough cameras and everything to know what's, hey.
Yeah, I'm really surprised shit still be coming. Like,
oh yeah,
I used to live over there. Yeah. Over there. Well, we both, both. Mm-hmm.
Where are you neighbor straight, man?
Beezyville.
When we lived together, we got broken into, stole the TV it was like the and everything. The
complex further up that way. Yeah,
I'm concerned with that type of shit.
Somebody did some shit. Somebody came. This fucking badass kid came and knocked my fucking damn grill over.
Oh, really?
Man. I was sitting there working in some room. And I was like, bam, bam. Man, when I went outside with my gun. Ran outside. I was like, y'all motherfucker. I was yelling. Mm-hmm. Y'all motherfucker, stay the fuck away from my house. I'll shoot y'all.
God damn. With a gun, though?
Damn, kid.
Yeah, look, man, I'm
traumatizing kids.
Little kids gotta learn some way.
Don't come down. That's not that. Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I tell my wife. I said, no. We gotta set the tone.
Go to that crazy man house.
Exactly. We all know that's the one. True. You know which house has a gun. That's the one you don't go to. Nah, we're gonna go to him. Just like today, there was another package that came and it saw it on the Amazon show, and I walked outside to get it. I was like, yeah, motherfuckers, I'm outside today. I just yelled it down. Wish a motherfucker would come to my grill over right now.
Shit.
But nah.
Little bastards. Hate little neighborhood kids.
It just makes no. Yeah, I'm like,
I'm glad I haven't. There's no kids in my neighborhood. Mm. There's like a couple, but they don't even really leave the house like that.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
I don't ever go outside and see like a gang of kids just hanging out.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
It is for me because it's a soccer field across, so they all be over that plan. Yeah, so that's right. It don't bother me, but it bothers her. We're always peeking outside of the door and shit like, what do you expect?
Because you got to keep an eye on these little fuckers. You never know what they might do. Throwing rocks at cars and shit. Little fucking bastards.
Motherfucker throw a rock.
Man.
I did that once.
I've done that shit.
A car?
Egg. Yeah, I threw an egg.
Yeah, I threw a rock.
What's wrong with y'all?
Because you know you be around your friends and they dare
you
to do shit.
It's not us. Like, it's them. It's like,
so yeah, it's not. Yeah. They be daring you. I bet you want to. You know, like yeah, well, okay.
Watch this. Ain't me.
They be like, ass rock out
there. Hey, Mike, I bet you won't do it. You right.
That's not some shit you do in the hood.
Yeah. Oh hell
that is
no.
not some shit you doing. No. I learned that very quickly.
Oh, you got your ass whooped?
Man, that dude came out the car.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, I was terrified. Because it was like dusk. It was like because it was still kind of dark.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I had to run into my mama, man. Yeah.
What was he going? Was he really going to hurt you?
He just got out the car. I don't. I think he. Was if I didn't run into the house, I think you would have tried to beat my ass. Mm-hmm. Grown ass man,
you might have needed it.
Yeah. But I learned that day that was the last time I threw a rock at a car. That was the last time I threw a rock at a car.
It's the dumbest shit.
Yeah, like, it makes no sense. It's stupid. Like,
why would you do that?
You know what we did used to do though?
Oh shit! Me and my homeboy would stand on opposite sides of the street. And when a car was coming up, we'd act like we're fucking tug of war with a rope. And then when the car passes by, we fucking
what the whole fuck?
Oh, and when the car breaks.
And the car like,
what the fuck?
I know y'all used to be dying laughing, dude.
It was Conyers. We had nothing else to do.
Oh, my God.
We had nothing else to do.
Man, I would be looking at y'all ass like, y'all crazy.
Yeah, we used to do that shit all. Because you can only do it when it's slightly
I had
dark.
Ass kids.
Man, they believe it.
Oh my god,
we'd be sitting there like,
So you can put that shit up during the middle of the day.
No, you can do it in the beginning, because they can see a rope in the middle of the day. But if it's a little bit dark and they're not paying attention, this is what you do when you get that phone.
I don't know, who thought of
it? I don't know.
Who even
thought that shit? I don't know if that was my idea or Brad's idea.
What the whole hell?
Yo, that's crazy.
That's good, though.
It is good.
We used to do all kinds of stupid shit like that.
Man, I would be fucking crying laughing every time I saw a car and fucking
that
freak
is
out.
Wow.
We had nothing else to do in Conyers, man.
I don't know why people fuck with cars. Like, people fuck with cars. Yeah. It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. But I didn't want you to track this package, though. That's what I'm saying. It's weird that you brought up that convo because I wanted to see what this package is because it's supposed to come today.
And you said you didn't have anything, right?
No, I had that. I guess I can tell it real quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
But the thing is, I forgot part of it, so that's the problem. But I went to hang out with my family for Mother's Day, and they were telling me, I don't know why they're talking about funerals. They were talking about this woman, this church woman had died, and they all went to her service. And apparently they asked one of the deacons, who is apparently extremely old, and they didn't know at the time, but he has dementia. Mm-hmm. But they asked him if he wanted to give, what do you call it? The eulogy. The eulogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this dude, they said he went up on stage, and all he talked about was how fine the woman was. He was like, that woman was beautiful. She was beautiful. Now, and the husband was still alive and was there, of course.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I'll tell you one thing. If Reverend Johnson ain't had her, I was going to get it. That's for damn sure. And then they said that he kept going on about how that woman was a fox. She was a fox. Then they said, this dude said, so rest in peace to the fox in the box.
Oh my God. He didn't say that.
I said, you're lying.
He didn't say Fox News.
All of them were there. They said, they were like, I swear to God, he said this.
Oh my God.
I was like, are y'all fucking with me? And my mom was like, no, he said it. And Che, my younger cousin, she said he was the only one that busted out laughing. Everybody else in the church was mortified.
Oh my God.
She said Che was, wah! Oh, I was like, how did y'all not laugh? Yeah. She's like, it's funny now, but at the time, it was so weird that because she said the guy's eulogy was long as fuck because he was old, he didn't know. Mm-hmm. But when he said, rest in peace to the fox in the box.
Oh my God.
Man, I was like, I'm going to tell you something right now. If only one of y'all told me this, I would think y'all were lying.
Yeah.
But that's, I was like, crazy. But the fact that all of them were there, she's like, this really happened. This really happened.
Rest in peace to the fox.
Oh, rest in peace to the fox. Hey, the
that's the title right there.
I like that.
Ain't that some shit? Yeah.
But it don't surprise me. Older men, man, they just be saying
they
be, shit.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
It ain't a big deal.
I don't know.
That's how I can't wait till I'm that age.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure if I get that age, I'm saying anything I want to say.
Because I'm real careful about shit I say. But I know when I get older, because I know my grandfather, he just say whatever the fuck comes to his mind.
When you be in your 80s and shit, man, you going to be saying any and every damn thing. I know I am.
Mr. Glenn, that's the dude that I feel like I'm across the street from me. That's his name.
Glenn. They always got a mister and a first name.
Right.
They got a mister and a first name.
Right.
Yep. That's what they used to call me in Fort Valley, Mr. Ken. Mm-hmm.
See?
He hit me here one day. I don't know if y'all heard it, but he was on my ring and said my garage door was open.
Yeah. I remember him.
That's Mr. Glenn. Yep. Yeah, that's him. So, yeah, those are the type of neighbors I have.
I'm glad I got neighbors that look out for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's going to do it for topics this week. We'll be back with the Pass the Mic segment and Comic Commentary after this quick break. All right, so we're back. So Thought is Head wrote, in a country with little to no guns, cops without guns make sense. But in a country with garbage gun laws and it being very easy to obtain a gun, I'll say armed cops make sense. Ideally, America would just have no guns, et cetera, but that's not the case. Big Body Bruh. Man, shout out to you, man, because you were going at people's heads, boy. He was like, man, y'all motherfuckers just don't listen.
And he was fucking right.
Oh, he was going in the comments. There was some cop in there
that was just misrepresenting everything everybody said.
Really? Wow.
I don't know what the hell this dude was talking about, but I think he was a cop, so he was offended by me saying that cops shouldn't have guns. But it's not like I was saying they shouldn't have guns right now. Go out and just die.
Right.
They didn't. They clearly didn't listen because everything that they were talking or they responded before we got to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But regardless, everything that they were saying was addressed in the episode. But yeah, he was like, man, y'all motherfuckers just don't listen. He was going in.
He was.
Yeah, so shout out to him. But anyway, he wrote, this was a dope-ass episode. I just want to say I appreciate brothers having a healthy dialogue about the police. I already see goofy-ass nigga doing it, but don't make this no Modest Media Against Mike shit. Them niggas talk this shit out like grown men with no insults or other type shit. Mm-hmm. I fuck with that. I lean more toward the idea of two-level of cops, too, and think that not all of them need to have guns, but I hear what FIFO was saying. And some of you really need to listen to the whole conversation before posting some stupid shit. These combos is the type we need to be applauding straight up. Big Body Bruh.
I love me some Big Body Bruh. And they over there like ganging up on him, downvoting his comments. What? Y'all are some straight
bitches.
Y'all
leave Big Body Bruh alone,
stop
man.
Stop downvoting people's comments. Yeah. That's some corny shit.
Yep.
Wow. But Big Body Bruh be defending everybody on the show. Mm. He don't give a fuck.
Mm. So, last three, and they're all short. Man Queer, you guys seriously gave me the best dating advice the internet could get in 2021. Seriously, kudos to y'all. Also, damn, y'all need at least one lighthearted episode because y'all be having me dead more than some comedians do. Stories about y'all past remind me of why I listened to the podcast in the first place. Well, I think you're going to like this one, man.
This is all heartfelt
shit. Yeah, we're just some old men sitting around talking.
Right.
And Sanchez... with the T on the end. Great episodes as always, guys. Just made a Reddit account after months of just listening to follow the conversation further. Greetings from Guadalajara, Mexico.
All right. ¿Qué pasa, hombre?
And last one, that hippity hop head
Bro, Mike's story of getting flung across the driveway by a big ass woman had me dying. Yeah, that was funny.
What happened?
What?
It was just a story.
You
he
remember
told.
The story I told?
Oh,
you
oh, remember? Yeah, he's yeah, like, yeah, yeah. She flung me.
Oh yeah.
I should. I don't know why. I should have pulled up her Facebook. So
it was the way you
girl.
Said it that made.
Yo, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, because you can see it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, see, yeah, you can yeah. clearly see it. Yep. All right. So yeah, that's gonna do it for comments, and we're gonna jump into our past the mic segment. Very quick, silly question. Okay. But you can send those to isthemicsalone@gmail.com. And we like these. We like some fun ones too. Hey guys, keep up the great work. I love that you talk about serious issues, but I have a fun question. Mm-hmm. Who would win a fight between Batman or Captain America and why?
Batman or Captain America?
Batman or Captain America? Mm. Now, you know Batman will have a plan.
Yeah.
And you and Captain America try to throw that shield at him. Batman but, deflect that shit a couple of different
but
ways.
But Captain America is a planner too, though. I think that's why that's a good comparison.
More of a planner than Batman?
I mean, he's the captain.
That's a it's just nah, that's a nickname.
It's just
a
name.
He's the captain. No, but he's the one that has to come up with the plan. I thought he was the one that
he was
nah,
a leader.
It never really seemed like he ever had a plan.
I thought it was all
it
his
always
plans.
Seemed like Tony had the plans.
I thought it yeah. was all always his plan.
Cap always like just kind of rushes into shit.
Yeah, yeah, he's just really good at like fighting.
Yeah.
I thought
he'd probably get him because he's a super soldier.
I thought Cap was the one that had the strategy.
I don't remember Captain America. I could be wrong.
He's like on my count and stuff like that.
He's strategic. He knows about that, but I don't think it's to the level of Batman though, man.
Okay.
Batman be on some other shit, and I'm gonna give that to Batman. He be on some other shit with his shit.
So you think Batman edged him out just because of that?
I think so. I'm always bet on Black
and representing DC for a change.
But,
that's crazy.
But Captain America, fucking super soldier. He'll
Cap
beat
don't
Batman's
ever stop
ass.
Fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never gives
true.
Up.
Eventually, Batman's going to get tired.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah, Batman's going to get tired as fuck.
Yeah, he will
only
get up.
So many gadgets yeah. he can use.
It's almost so many plans. What Tyson say? You always got a plan until you get hit.
And think about it. Like, I know Batman has a suit and all that shit, but Captain America was punching Iron Man.
Yes.
And what, yes. with his hands, bro. He was punching Iron Man.
He is a super
And hurting
soldier.
Iron Man. Yeah. He was punching Iron Man, and Tony was typing, ow.
Yeah.
He made Tony's mouth bleed from inside the helmet.
Yeah. That's saying
that,
something.
I'm saying that's really
a good
like.
Point.
And you think that Teflon shit that Batman
nah,
wears going
to beat Batman's
yeah.
ass. Man.
Batman went toe to toe with Superman.
Not yeah, really. That's only because he had kryptonite.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but yeah, so Batman will have a plan
got
that'll
no
give him an advantage.
Don't have no kryptonite.
Yeah. What's Captain America kryptonite?
Black people.
Yeah, he believes in them.
Yeah, like what's his kryptonite?
Nah,
nothing.
I think
Captain
America
gonna get in that ass.
I think
yeah.
Cap got him too. That's what I initially was
Cap
gonna say. I fuck with DC characters, but you know, I think Cap would get him.
Yeah, Cap got him.
Nah, I'm gonna go with Batman.
All right,
Batman
get knocked out.
Well,
bro.
Batman yeah. gonna get fucked up.
I mean, Bane fucking took Batman out.
Right,
and Batman Captain came America, back too. Didn't
it took him a minute.
He climbed out that hole.
Yeah, it took him a while.
But he got beat though. Is the point?
Yeah,
Captain America's been beat before, but it rarely happens. I'm talking about the comic books, not
okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Batman's the closest. I mean, I can get to black because he in that all black suit.
Yeah, because there ain't no really good black superheroes, especially ones that would beat fucking.
Yeah, you got Falcon now. He the black Captain America.
Falcon can't beat nobody.
He can't beat
and
nobody.
Cyborg won't stand a chance against Captain America.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I can't think of any.
I think I would like to see it.
Batman now.
I would like to see it.
They probably done it because remember they were doing those crossovers?
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, man. But anyway, so yeah, I'm going Batman, Rod.
Captain America.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's just you, man.
Yeah, it's just me.
That's America's ass.
Represent DC for a change, okay?
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's
crazy. Yeah. Anyway. All right, well, we thank you guys for showing up. That's going to do it for us. We'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.